Another round. Half truths, whole drinks. It's me, Gilbert Bernardis, the self-proclaimed connoisseur of sorts. Well versed in fine women and strong drink. What happens when feeling is fine, as in a fine imposed rather than a fine you like? Well, anyway, this is episode 5, the cast of the case of the stolen goat, which may have stolen me first. Anyway, it all happened somewhere near a stable that may or may not be standing. The goat was bleeding faintly in the background and sounds like a, sounded like a wooden fence being repaired. Damn thing. The south sun or whatever, Anyway, alright, look. I didn't mean to steal the goat. Not this time. But in my defense, the goat looked at me first. It started with a bet. Tavern contest. Classic game of pin the tail on the fire genocide. I lost. The wager? Walk a goat across the city to prove humility. Simple, right? Except, the goat, and I'm not making this up, had a reputation. They called it Wicked Little Edwin. Four taverns banned him. One worshipped him. No idea why. Goddamn ginger-haired, crazy, freaking, bleeding, baying goat. Well, anyway, so there I am. Trying to walk this smug, stubby chaos demon across Borgira. Every 5 steps, he veers off to choose some cloak or eat some important document. I try to bribe him with bread. He barters for jewelry. Eventually, I realize I'm not walking the goat. He's walking me. The real crime is, halfway across the city, we stopped by a merchant screaming that the goat is stolen. Now, I'm confused. Did somebody change something because the goat isn't stolen? Or did somebody actually steal the goat and then it was something or the documents or whatever? Then it was that person had the realization, wrote that on the document, and then now all this stuff about things being stolen went everywhere. Well, I don't fucking know. But anyway, I'm confused. Not because I'm innocent, but because I don't remember stealing this specific goat. Turns out, Edwin had escaped from the merchant 3 weeks earlier. Now, goats are, I was always told that a goat is gonna do what a goat is gonna do. Now, this goat went running out. A group of them. And this one particular goat was always the one trying to lead the others and get them out, and the thing is, those goats don't understand that there are sometimes other dangers out there, and I had to protect the goddamn goat from the dangers. And then I don't know if I was the danger myself, out of the fear of what others might do because of the goat. Well, anyway, the goat goes running there. Everybody's calling me to try to saying that, hey, your goat's getting out. You need to control your goat. Well, it's a goat. It's a freak living animal. It can go and do whatever. It's an individual. Like, each and all of us are individuals. I wasn't going to possess the damn thing, because it's a goat. Now, the thing is that one time it was going over to this other person's yard, was eating all their juniper berries. And then they came over to me while I'm just doing some innocent work, and they said, hey, I ain't going to put up with this shit and all of that. And I'm like, hey, what the hell are you doing trespassing on my property? Tell me what I can and can't do in my own dang yard. And at that point I was like, screw off. Well, anyway. No one caught him until me, by accident, during a bet. I kind of went off on a tangent there, but anyway. And that, my friends, is how I accidentally solved a robbery while committing one. Half-truths, whole drinks, and goat smarter than me.